It's MKFM. Delighted to be joined this afternoon by Alex Holmes, Deputy CEO at the Diana Award. Alex, how are you?
I'm really good, thank you. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you on. First of all, for anyone perhaps not familiar with the Diana Award, tell us a little bit about it and what it does.
Yeah, so the Diana Award was set up shortly after the late Princess of Wales, Diana, passed away, and it was a sort of government memorial to recognise young people following in her footsteps, demonstrating those sort of values of compassion, service, kindness. And we've always existed to sort of recognise young people with an award in her memory, aged 9 to 25, across the world. And I'm very lucky to be one of those recipients. And my story sort of all started in Milton Keynes in Stony Stratford, where I grew up.
Amazing. Right, well, let's go back a bit then and find out your story. We should mention as well that you received an OBE this year. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it was a real surprise to sort of receive that OBE in the post as part of the King's New Year's Honours list. And yeah, great. I think it was sort of the letter came a couple of weeks before Christmas.
Wow.
Had to keep it a secret till sort of New Year's Eve and when the list was published and announced. But yeah, real honour. And again, you know, amazing sort of journey from starting some of the work in Milton Keynes.
Incredible. So it was for services to young people, your award, was it?
That's right, yeah. It was
amazing.
Recognising that sort of contribution to trying to support young people.
Well, congratulations. And is there a big ceremony that you've got to go to?
Yeah, I just received my letter yesterday, actually. So I've been invited to the ceremony, actually quite soon, March, which
nice.
I'm sort of a little bit panicking about because I haven't thought about what I'm going to wear. I thought I'd have a lot longer, but so the ceremony is going to be in March. No idea which member of the royal family would be there to give me the award, but really excited.
Awesome. Well, I hope you have a fantastic day. Hugely deserved. Let's go back to the beginning then. Tell us your story of what led you to receiving an OBE.
Yeah, well, so when I was growing up, I sort of grew up in Stony Stratford, went to school there and then went to school just on the edge in Dean's Hanger. And unfortunately, I went through some bullying at school. It kind of really knocked my confidence, my self-esteem. It made me feel really depressed and, you know, affected my mental health. And that continued for a number of years. And then eventually, when I joined the sixth form of the school, I decided to do something about it. So I came up with this idea, anti-bullying ambassadors, sort of young people whose job it is to stand up instead of standing by and to try and support them and train them to tackle bullying so that my peers knew how to challenge that when it was happening to themselves or to others. And it became really, really popular. It was sort of young people shaping the approach to bullying instead of just adults, often being the ones saying that it's wrong. It was young people who were sending that clear message. And it was very simple things like sort of assemblies, videos, rewriting the policy so that it was student friendly, doing maybe patrols around the playground, being friendly faces, just simple things that sort of changed attitudes and sort of shaped behaviours. And then Ofsted started to hear about it. They wrote about it in the report. Other schools sort of picked it up and copied it. I received some funding, so I started spreading it in schools across the southeast. And then eventually received the Diana Award for it, which is kind of my journey into Diana Award. And the government at the time, it was Ed Balls, who's the education secretary, heard about the work, invited me in to London with some young people from Ratcliffe School in Wolverton, and that I was working at the time. And I brought the Diana Award with me, and then they invested the government in a pilot. And then ever since, the program's existed at the charity, and we've trained over 50,000 young people as anti-bullying ambassadors, and it's now in 5,000 schools plus across the UK, Ireland, Greece, Monaco, Miami, so really random places. It all sort of started age 16, when I was going through that experience of bullying at school in Milton Keynes.
It's such a fascinating story and inspirational as well that you've turned what was an awful experience for yourself into something so powerful and creating so much positive change for young people across Milton Keynes and, like you say, across the world.
Yeah, the Diana Award sort of exists to recognise the fact that young people have the power to change the world. And I think, It's a powerful, I think, reminder never to sort of underestimate your strength and your power, and often those are strengths in disguise. You just don't know it at the time, particularly when you're young. But it's a good sort of demonstration that you can, one idea can really make such a big difference. And I'm really proud of that network of ambassadors and schools who are, are making schools and online spaces, safer places. And I think that's really important, particularly schools, because we spend 11,000 hours of our life in school. So it's a huge opportunity to really try and prevent bullying and make sure that it doesn't hold anyone back in life.
Yeah, just incredible. And obviously, you're now heavily involved in the Diana Reward. You are Deputy CEO. But your first, I guess, interaction with the Diana Reward was because you won one.
Yeah, that's right. It's kind of full circle. I received the Diana Awards age 16, and I think that recognition really did spur me on to continue my work. And ultimately, it was great to be able to find a home for the program that I created. But yeah, again, a bit of a reminder that I think, I never sort of go looking for that recognition, and it's great to receive it over you as well. But it does kind of keep you motivated, and it does really provide a platform, awards, recognitions to actually share a good idea, hopefully, and to get other people inspired by what you've done. So I'm always grateful for that.
It's such a powerful message that the Diana Reward celebrates that young people can change the world. And in many ways, you are kind of living proof. You've done it yourself.
No. I think I'm proud of that, and I think I'm most proud of like young people who are, definitely shaping their schools and communities and changing the world. But yeah, it's great to be the sort of founder of an idea that's done that. And there's been some great, moments along the way. I think one of my other sort of proud achievements is I was able to change the global dictionary definition of the word bullying. So when you used to look it up, it used to describe people that have been bullied as weak. We thought that was wrong. So we started a campaign, recruited celebrities, and put a lot of pressure on each of the dictionary companies. And eventually, one by one, they changed their definition. So now, when you look up the word bullying, you're no longer defined as weak. And we think that's, really important. So there's been a lot of great moments and achievements along the way, and I've still got a lot of work to do. But yeah, I'm really proud of that work.
An incredible story. Alex, it's been so fascinating talking to you. Congratulations once again on your OBE. Make sure you send us some photos of the big day in March when you get bestowed with that medal and you get to meet the royal family. It sounds like an incredible experience.
I definitely will. Yeah, I'm just gonna work out what I'm gonna wear first. But,
What do you wear to an OBE receiving? I have no idea.
Yeah. I don't think I'll get away with trainers. I've got to wear that out.
Yeah, nice. Well, you got a few weeks. Alex, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you. Keep up the good work, especially with the Diana Award and also with your anti-bullying campaign. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.